This is a Short Girl Rage audio. This content should only be accessed by adults 18 and over. User Short Girl Rage only posts content on the subreddit Gone Wild Audio and or its affiliates or her own profile. This should not be found elsewhere. Here's the audio.
I found Brown's body!
Where?
Well, right in...
Where?
In storage! Don't talk over me, Blue! I was going from the cafeteria! No one else was around!
You didn't see anyone, Yellow?
No, Black, I didn't! I would have mentioned it if I did! What was the last thing everyone was doing?
I was doing the task in the upper engine.
Wait, what task? What map are we even on?
Aligning the engine. And we're on Skeld. Did you seriously not know that?
I've been following Red to see where they've been up to. I've been with them for a little bit, so it couldn't have been them. So that leaves you two as potential imposters.
What? Black? I reported the body! Why would I be the imposter?
Yeah, I can see you reporting the body after killing them, Yellow.
Okay, Blue. Of course you're accusing me, too. That's also something an imposter would do. We don't know how long Brown has been dead. So, you could have easily killed them and then strolled over to your task.
Now, don't tear each other apart. We don't have any definitive proof. Nobody has seen the murder or seen anyone venting. Yellow saw the murder because they're probably the murderer.
Wow, sorry, Blue. It seems you dropped the last few remaining brain cells you had. I didn't do it!
Whatever. I know Black wouldn't vote for you, so I'm voting to skip. We'll wait for now. This is true. We have to vote at some point, though. Otherwise, it's gonna be easy for the imposter to win.
Sure, I guess. Don't think you're off my radar, though, Black.
If you have any reasons to suspect me, let's hear it.
You're, sneaky. I can't read you.
Yellow, be quiet. Don't say somebody is suspicious if they're not.
But that's what you did to me!
All right. Now that everything's settled, we'll continue with our task. I'm with Red. Hopefully we won't find one of your bodies later. If I'm dead, it's Yellow.
It's Blue if you find mine!
No one was ejected.
They were really starting to chew each other apart, weren't they? Well, it's just us now. We've got our buddy system. I know you're definitely not the imposter. I'm surprised you got to admin so quick, though. But regardless, I just have to swipe this card, right? I only have two other tasks after this. Well, that's all for that. Now... Hey, Red. It's been a long, stressful day. I think we need a little stress relief. What do you think? And I think you know exactly what I mean by that. I'm just gonna tease you and have fun. So if anyone walks in, we can just play it off. Besides, we've all signed off on a formal agreement that we're all in this together, and any possible sexual interactions are agreed upon unless somebody states otherwise. Except Yellow. She was late to the game. Did we ever end up telling her about this? Regardless, that means I'm free to do whatever we want unless you state otherwise. And I have a feeling that you're gonna get frisky with me today. And, well, where do I even start with you? I have a few places I'd love to feel. So, let me get behind you really quick. And just stop me if I do anything out of line. Or touch a part of your suit that'll mess it up. Here we are. I'm just gonna glide my hand right down here, and... Oh, you feel nice. It's so easy for me to slide my hand right up your suit to feel your chest. It's pretty convenient how they made your suit like this, isn't it? You're perfect for being teased. Your chest? You know I love it. It's so easy to run my hand across it. And you respond so well. It's not even my favorite part of you to play with, though. If I remove one of my hands and reach down here instead, I can just slip it right down here and feel you just like this. Oh, you're a little squirmy, aren't you? That's right. I'll hold you and I'll tease you until you're begging for me to go further. How does that sound? I can take you to a bed in the med bay, and we can have as much fun as we want. I'll make sure every part of your body feels like heaven. I'll use my hands on whatever parts of your body that I feel like having fun with next. And you can be my good boy and space cadet. How does that sound? Maybe if you're lucky, I'll decide to reach around and stroke you until you're begging for more. You can squirm as much as you'd like, and I can fuck you as you need, without a worry in the world. You can just lay there and take it like a good boy. Oh, your body is quivering a little bit. Are my words a little too much for you? Or are you too excited to keep your body still? Don't worry. I wouldn't blame my good boy either. We're going to...
What are you doing to Red?
Oh, I was simply feeling his suit. Checking it, I mean.
Hell, I don't care what you were doing as long as you weren't killing him. You're okay, right?
We're fine. What are you doing here, Blue?
I'm on my way to the med bay. Why aren't you two doing tasks? Is this just a bad day for you two? Or are you both going to consistently be disappointing? We need to finish our task, or we'll lose. Take this seriously.
We have it all under control. Don't worry.
Yeah, sure. Where do you have your next task?
Red has engines, and I have navigation.
Well, what are you doing here then? Red, come with me. My task is on the way to yours. Black has hers on the opposite end of the ship.
Fine. That makes sense, after all. Don't get killed.
Now, go off, Shoo. I saw Yellow down there earlier. So, don't get killed in case she's the imposter.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah, see ya. Come on, Red. Sorry about that. Black is smart, but I feel like she's a little selfish. I'm trying to think about everyone, as much as I don't like most of you. You're all right, though. I want you and everyone else to be safe. It's hard to care for everybody, but also comprehend that one of you is an enemy. Oh, here's the med bay. I just need to inspect the samples. After this, I only have one task left. All right, here. Hopefully I don't mess this up. I just need to wait a little bit before this finishes. Say, Red? You're kinda cute. Wanna have sex while we wait? Okay, maybe that was a little abrupt. Being cramped up and on edge in here for so long does that.
But yeah, if you want to as well, we can make this wait a little less excruciating. You're fine with that? Okay, tell me if you need me to be more gentle. I'm just going to start with having a firm grip here, on your ass, okay? I practically can't not grab your butt. You're handsome as hell, whether or not you're covered in your red gear. But if you want, I can leave some red marks on the inside of your suit as well. But that's for later. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll fuck more and harder once this whole situation is blown over. I'm gonna push you against the wall now, okay? I know, it's hard to be vulnerable like this. So thanks for trusting me. We can both have a lot of fun this way too, you prince. Oh? There's a little bit of your neck exposed. This is a pretty faulty suit. That can't be good. Let me look here and inspect it. We better strip this off and get you a new one when we can. Such a shame, isn't it? Wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you. Whether it's you getting hurt, being in danger, or just being cold. Luckily, we have my body's heat to warm you up right now. Hold you anytime, as tightly as you need. I can also treat you like a fuckable prince at any point as well. How does that sound, good boy? You can wrap your arms around me while I push you against a wall. Or press you into a mattress by riding you. We can hold each other and take care of each other. I wouldn't want to ride you in any way that's painful. So communicate with me, babe. We can do all of this right when we get out of this mess. Hopefully, that's some good motivation for us getting out of here alive. You're all right with that? Right as soon as we finish what we need, we can fuck as much as we want, as hard as we want, with no worries of anything else or any interruptions. And that's one of our tasks done. It's too bad we'll have to pick this up later. But responsible fucking is the best kind of fucking. It's also the kind of sex that means the least amount of our crewmates will disappear by the end of the day. I'm just going to press this, and we'll be on our way to your task. Where are you going? Upper engine? Let's go then. Yellow? Are you okay?
Oh, hell! It's you! You scared me! Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just doing wiring.
Okay.
Thanks for checking up on me, though. I guess.
You were scaring me. Don't yell like that unless you're actually in danger.
Shut up, Blue! Why are you even here?
Red has a task here.
Okay, and why are you here?
I'm buddying up with Red.
What? You just wanted a friend?
Well, yes. It's only safe.
Well, I've been alone this entire time. Where was my buddy when I was scared, solitary, and probably close to death when I found Brown's body. Or when I walked past people dozens of times and didn't know if they were planning to kill me. I walked past Purple a few times and we didn't know if he was an imposter or not. That could have been curtains for me. Lonely curtains. Sad ones.
I'm sorry you've been in that position. I've been doing tasks, but I'll try and remember this next time.
Listen, I'm tired of being alone here. You go do your task, I'll stay with Red.
How do I know Red is safe with you? You've been alone this entire time. You could have been behind every other crewmate's murder, and no one would know.
Do you really think I'm clever enough to be that sneaky? Listen, leave Red with me. Do your task. Call in the emergency meeting in a little bit, and if Red is dead, you'll know it's me.
This seems surprisingly well thought out for you. I have my last task far away from here, and you two do have tasks that are close together left. So I guess I believe you. Just stay safe, Red.
Of course it only takes me using a bit of reasoning from me to get you surprised. Call in soon, Blue.
I will. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Jeez. I can never read her. She could be off to kill Black right now. And then she could be after us next. I'll try and press the button before she does to check if she's the imposter. You finish your stuff on the engines. I'll try and not electrocute myself on this wiring. We'll check the reactor after this, okay? Oh! Well, mine's done. Hopefully this next one will be a little less painful. In and out, 20 seconds in the reactor. You ready? I hope I'm not acting too jumpy around everyone. I'm scared. We all are. I don't expect anyone to trust me, and I don't trust anyone. You could turn into some monster right now, and I wouldn't even be surprised. Oh. I thought you were going to do it right then and there. Attack me, I mean. I'm glad you're not the imposter. I need to chill out. I normally feel way more alive than this. What have you and the others been doing to relax while we're all together on the ship? What? You've all been fucking? I didn't even know that was allowed. I mean, I just got here late, so I missed a bunch of stuff, and I just kind of assumed we were all too serious to even consider banging each other. I would have fucked you so many times if for... Well, I kind of let that slip out, didn't I? I've been wanting to get under that suit since we first stepped on here. Can you take off your helmet for a second? Oxygen levels are stable, so it's fine right now. Oh, thank you. Come here. Let's step aside for a minute. Away from the door. We'll be nice and secluded. I'm gonna reach in and play with your dick. And you can play with my clit if you want. Is this going too fast? Oh, fuck it. I don't care. I want you. Your lips feel so nice. Oh, hell. I'm already aching to get fucked. You don't know how difficult it's been to spend 2 long weeks thinking I couldn't do anything sexual here. I'm like a shaking up can of pop. Don't touch too fast. I'm sensitive as fuck. I feel greedy right now, but I can't help it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, shit. Don't make us fall over. Somebody's gonna walk in and panic. I love this. I really want to ride this wave of ecstasy with you. You can do whatever you like to make us both feel good. I don't have any will left to resist. You can use my body to do whatever you want. You can use me to come as much as you like. Teach me how to make you go crazy with pleasure. I'll try not to squirm too much while you do. Oh, fuck.
It's not me. She's been following me. I don't think it's you, Yellow. And it can't be Red, so it has to be Blue. I haven't been following you. I was checking to see if you were doing your task. You've been following me for the past 30 seconds. I've been waiting for you to stop chasing me. Come on. You have to believe me. It's not me. It's probably Yellow. They were with Red, and we were probably cornering them, pushing them into a secluded spot alone.
No.
The perfect spot to attack them.
I trusted you to trust me! Why are you going back on that now?
Black is running away from me, and I don't think it's Red, so it has to be you. It's not. It's
no,
Blue.
No, I don't believe you either. Blue's too cool for that, right? Am I going crazy?
It has to be Yellow. Trust me.
Are you really going to believe that testimony?
Red, you're the deciding vote. We wouldn't normally do this, but if you pick Yellow, I'll give you the best fuck you've ever had. I'll hold you down on the mattress and...
You're using sex to speed this choice along? What the hell is going on?
Interesting choice. I'll have to raise my equivalent offer. If you vote Blue, I'll make sure to gently use my hands and push your cock into me until all the stress you've built up today melts away.
Well, I guess I have to do this too. If you vote Black, you can use me however you like. We can come together over and over, however long you like.
Well, Red, it's up to you. Who do you think is the imposter?